My next guest is no stranger to the Belfry stage. She made her debut here in Garage Sale in 2002 and has gone on to star in over seven productions, including Proud, Venus in Fur, and last season's Speed the Plow. Outside Victoria, she's performed at Theatre Calgary, the National Arts Centre in Ottawa, Vancouver's Arts Club Theatre, and the Citadel in Edmonton, as well as Toronto's Canadian Stage. Jessie Award-winning actor Celine Stubble is back this year to play Catherine Parr in The Last Wife. So please welcome Celine Stubble back to the forefront.
Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for coming back.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me here.
I have a feeling that you grew up here and you know lots of people, but I wonder if you could indulge me and remind me how you became an actor in the first place. How did you get started in the craft?
Sure. I grew up doing ballet. There were five kids in my family, and my parents always wanted to keep us busy, to keep us probably out of a house, actually, and out of trouble. And I have two older sisters who fell into the theater train, and I just followed in their footsteps, is the truth. And it was very natural and kind of blind. Like, I never had moments where I thought, oh, I have to be an actress. But then the more I did it, and then the more people I met in the community and artists, I felt like, oh, this is the place for me, and these are people I want to spend some time on earth with, and yeah, time well spent. So
we've seen you in a lot of roles here on the Belfry stage, never mind all of the other ones you've played. What about Kate, or the modern iteration of Catherine Parr? What made you excited to take on this role?
Oh, man. Well, initially, because I knew nothing, I really knew nothing about this period of history, and I knew nothing about her. The playwright says in her notes at the beginning of the play that Catherine Parr is an amazing woman we should all know more about. And so I feel actually quite embarrassed that I didn't know more about her. And so it, like any play you do, it's always a chance to learn more about, to delve deeply into a time period or into ideas or think about things you've never thought about before. So it's a big mind-opening experience that deepens you.
Mm-hmm. And so once you decided to take it on, how did you go about preparing for this role to play Kate?
Well, there's all of the kind of normal homework things you do when you begin a play. So you, like on a really technical level, if there are any words you don't know how to pronounce or what they mean, you look them up. Or even words that you do know what they mean, or you think you do, you look them up again, and then you realize, oh, the playwright chose this word for a very specific reason, and there's a deeper understanding. I was really busy before this play started, and so I was listening to lots of podcasts, lots of historical podcasts. And history is tricky. It seemed like every place I would go would give me a different answer almost. So, like the playwright says, this play is an imagining of history. So it's, and she invites us to imagine our own version of what this story may have been for this woman. Did I get off track?
Yeah, no, that's I'm interested in that. I mean, would that make you want to find out more about her and read more history, or in some ways did it make you want to stay away from it?
Yeah, it makes me angry and frustrated that there are all these holes in history, these questions we can never know. Mm-hmm. And so it does make me want to know more. And so all I can do is live in this play and be in these moments.
Can you give us an idea of Kate's journey through the play? Again, without giving away too much, but mm-hmm. I wonder if you can give us a sense of her journey through the story we see on stage.
Sure. It's an interesting time in the process to think about that, because we are, like, everything is, like, right. It's like the chaos is, like, we're holding it above our heads right now, trying to manage it. Like, you know, like yesterday and today, the day is spent incorporating all the technical elements. So you're adding into your head, like, as well as the emotional journey, like, oh, right, this is, I have to find this screw in the floor because that's my mark to find this light or whatever. So it's many different parts of your brain working together. So my answer is messy right now for her journey in the play. And what it feels like to me is she, like, it makes me think about the way a muscle in our body is created, that the way we create muscle is by tearing the tissue apart, mm-hmm. and then it rebuilds and it becomes stronger. And so right now, when I think about her journey in this play, I think that she is in the trenches in her time on Earth, dealing with all these human struggles that I deal with as a modern woman now, and that she dealt with, and that she is torn apart. She gets, the tissues of her heart and her mind and her body are torn, and it's about not ending life in with like a perfect little bow on it and like, oh, I did a good job of that, but that she lived a life on Earth that was messy and difficult and trying, and she worked really hard and she had great successes at the same time.
Maybe I'm getting too hung up on the century, you know, whether this is the old Catherine or the modern Kate. But when you become Kate as an actor, do you feel you're in the present, or do you feel you're in, you know, faraway England many centuries ago, or somewhere else? Maybe, I don't know.
Well, it makes me think of what Esther said, that it's kind of sad to realize the similarities between then and now. So I do feel like it's a modern story. It is. It's very clear in the writing. But I think they're kind of age old dynamics that are ingrained in us. So it could hold true in either time.
It's nice to have you back here at the Belfry, and it's also nice to remind us where else you've been. And I wonder what it's like being an actor in Victoria, a professional actor who does a lot of traveling. I wonder what the challenges are of being based here and having a national career. What are some of the pros and the cons?
Well, you know, I never think of it as a bad thing. I just feel so fortunate to get to live here. I'm from here. I grew up in this neighborhood, and my family is here, so I've just always wanted to stay. And so I've been really fortunate that I've been able to have work at home, and that the work takes me places. And I never have really thought of it as a sacrifice. I mean, I ride the ferry lots to Vancouver for auditions for film and TV and that kind of thing. But I love it. It's a beautiful ferry ride. It's yeah. It's not a bad thing.
I wonder finally about Kate and Catherine, and if you could ask her one question, what would it be?
I would like to know how she was able to maintain her faith through everything. I think it's like I've learned from her that she had a, it was through her belief in God, but I really want to know, like, how, because especially when I'm in a process like this, the main thing that happens to me is I get filled with so much doubt and I'm not dealing with anything like she ever dealt with. And so I'd love to know where she got that from and how she maintained it.
Does it fill you with inspiration, though, at times,
side of it? Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, maybe ask me in a few weeks. I might have some different answers.
Well, Celine, it's nice to talk to you, and really good of you to join us ahead of rehearsal so close to opening. Thank you.
No, happy to be part of it. Thank you.
Celine Stubble. Celine Stubble plays Catherine Parr in The Last Wife at the Belfry.